of disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Well, it's Monday, February the 12th, 2018. We've got a lot of news that is breaking in terms of the internal coup, and it is collapsing around the Democrats' heads. We're going to tell you why in just one moment. We've had an interesting tip-off this last weekend, as Judge Jeanine was talking to a U.S. congressman. He dropped a name, which we've talked about briefly before, but of course, it is this name is essentially like Sherlock Holmes's dog that did not bark. This is the name that none have mentioned. They've talked around him, but he's been at the very center of all this. The guy who was part of the FBI, who was head of the FBI's counterintelligence division, the guy that Peter Strzok worked for, the guy that James Comey tried to dump responsibility onto. And it appears when we look at this conversation that came out on Fox News, I think this is perhaps the most important development of memo wars over the last weekend. But when you look at what was said on the show and the way the congressman reacted, it's quite clear. And if you go back and look at the pieces in retrospect, it falls in. Looks like this guy is maybe their deep throat for this version of Watergate. So we'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about developments in the Olympics. We'll be talking about the new dark ages that we have Robert De Niro trying to sell at the World Government Summit. Like I've always said, and we've always said, all of this stuff about global warming, man-made global warming, it's all about world government. So is it any surprise that Robert De Niro goes to the World Government Summit and trashes President Trump because he has pushed back on their agenda? It was very essential that, again, we're talking about the three things that are existential questions before America. The first one was the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Turning over our economy and various industries to an unelected supranational group that is unaccountable to any of us. And that would destroy this country. The second thing that would destroy this country, of course, is something like the Paris Climate Accord, which would, again, turn over our industries and our economy to a supranational global government governance. And then what it would do is add the addition of a worldwide tax to fund a worldwide government. So it steps it up one level. Now, President Trump last year did the first one, TPP stopped that day one. Another 6 months to stop the Paris Climate Accord. The third one that is an existential question is now the one that is being taken up by the Congress this week. And that is the open border question. Whether or not we will continue to leave the borders open, because that will destroy this country as well. As Representative Mo Brooks said over the weekend, and I think it is a perfect soundbite, we cannot afford to be the world's orphanage. You want to talk about this as children, as babies, and so forth? We cannot be the world's orphanage. It's just that simple. You cannot allow people to dump their children on the United States and tell us that we have to be responsible for their upbringing, for their education, for everything else. We simply don't have the money. And we have a lot of congressmen, but not nearly enough, talking about how the GOP has caved on its fundamental principles, saying we cannot continue to have open-ended funding and continue to go into debt. If we continue to do so, we will see the American dollar disappear. We're adding, we have our, you want to talk about people who are trying to hack the United States. One of the things that is overlooked in all of this, nobody talks about the real threat from Russia. The real threat from China, and that is to remove the petrodollar, to remove the dollar as the world's reserve currency. That really will destroy the country financially. And yet when they continue to spend without any constraints or conditions whatsoever, that accelerates this move by both Russia, China, and others, I would say, all the BRICS, to Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, all these other agencies who would like to be the world's reserve currency themselves, or at least not have us be that. So we continue down that road. We continue down a path to economic destruction. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. On this Monday, February the 12th, 2018, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. As I said at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about the new Dark Ages. The new dark ages of world government and power outages being sold by Robert De Niro. I'm going to tell you why the real backward thinking is coming from him. The real insanity is coming from him. Let's hope that it's temporary. He said, let me just tell you, the reason we're not in the Paris Climate Accord is because of backward thinking in the United States and temporary insanity. Let's hope that goes away. Well, let's hope that the temporary insanity goes away. But it is programming. And we'll get into that in just one moment. But there was something that broke over the weekend in terms of the coup going back and forth, the Russiagate coup that they're using. And I want to play a clip for you of an exchange that happened on Judge Jeanine. This is going back and forth with Representative Chris Stewart, a Republican congressman who's on the House Intelligence Committee. And this is the centerpiece. I think this is the most important development. We've had developments also with the CIA's $100,000. Did they or didn't they? Kind of rhymes, CIA, 100K. Did they give that money out? Were they pwned? I mean, certainly they gave the money out. Whether or not they were trying to get dirt on President Trump or whether they were just stupid, that's the question. Were they trying to find out about the NSA tools that were hacked and leaked? Or were they trying to get information about President Trump, or both, or were they just pwned by this individual? And we have the Democrat memo, the back and forth going on with the Democrat memo. So we got all that coming up. But I think this is the key thing before we get into other news about the Olympics, what that tells us about our political system. I think it tells us something very important about the military-industrial complex and the Federal Reserve. We'll tell you about that coming up. But first, let's talk about this revelation that came in the Fox News interview with Judge Jeanine. Let's play that clip.
Yeah. Who was Christopher Wray defending other than his own FBI guys? All right. Most of whom, are leaving or have been asked to leave. I mean, that's what's so crazy about this. Christopher Wray needs to be asked, what name did you want to be not revealed here? Peter yeah. Strzok? McCabe? The people that are clearly in trouble. And by the way, have you heard the name Bill Priestap in the FBI, who's the head of counterintelligence and Strzok's boss?
Here's the soundbite.
Yeah, we've heard that name, and you're going to hear more of that name. I want to go back, though, to something you said.
I want to go back to Priestap, but you go back first. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so look, some members of the FBI and Department of Justice were criticizing this memo and refusing to saying we shouldn't release it when they had not yet seen it.
Right.
They had no idea what was in it, and they were condemning the memo and saying we were reckless for releasing it, and they had not seen it. And look, when we wrote this memo, we were very, very careful.
Well, obviously,
we knew we wanted to release it.
Congressman,
pause it there. Yeah, some of them had not seen it, and were saying you shouldn't release this. But let me tell you something. Most of the people who were out there saying you should not release this, including people in the FBI, the Department of Justice, had seen it. It wasn't that it was reckless. They just didn't want this information about them to come out. They were trying to protect themselves. That's why this thing was overclassified, listed as top secret. There was nothing in it. You've all read the memo, presumably. You've seen this. Has America fallen? Has the CIA, have we had agents arrested by North Korean governments or Russian governments or Chinese governments because of this memo? Of course not. It didn't expose any methods or individuals. There was nothing to this memo. It shouldn't have even been classified as confidential. But it was classified as top secret. And that's the real issue. We're going to tell you more about that later in the program. In terms of why they want to cover this up, we got a great example of how the bureaucracy covers up and redacts information to protect itself. But let's get back to Bill Priestap, which is the one they're talking about, because now they get back to that.
That brought this guy down or that revealed a source or a method. But I want to go back to Priestap, and I want my audience to remember this name, Bill Priestap. And I'll tell you why I'm asking. I don't like that I haven't heard of him. We've heard of the whole hierarchy, everybody on that seventh floor. And there's one guy we don't hear about, and that's Priestap. Comey threw him under the bus and said that this guy who was Strzok's boss told Comey not to advise Congress of certain things. And the fact that we haven't heard from Priestap tells me he's cooperating with someone or what?
Well, look, I'm going to be careful on this.
I know you are.
I'm not sure what we can say on this. And believe me, I don't want to be the headline of Chris Stewart reveals a bunch of sensitive or classified
information. That's okay. It's good for the show. Go ahead.
Well, and that's what, of course, some people would hope that we would do. But look, there's this thing that Director Comey surrounded himself with, and I'm gonna say this, and I say it carefully, but it's true. He surrounded himself with political progressive hacks. That's exactly right. And they don't reflect the entity of the Department of Justice or the FBI. The FBI is by nature kind of center, maybe center right. These guys aren't like your typical FBI agent. And it wasn't just by chance that happened. Very clearly, they were selected by the director.
Okay, so it's typically right or center-right people. That doesn't necessarily mean that the FBI has been a blameless agency over the many years. It's interesting to see that the Republicans are trying to spin this on. It's like, who knew? The FBI suddenly has become corrupt and covering up evidence and lying to people and so forth. And so we've seen this in so many different, and I'm not going to go into the whole litany of everything from Ruby Ridge to Waco to 9/11 to the Oklahoma City bombing to Flight 800 to you name it, okay? 9/11. They have been at the center of lying to people and covering up stuff, and it goes all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover and even the Palmer raids, which he basically was able to create the FBI out of. So this is a history of over 100 years of blackmailing people in Washington and lying to the public, committing crimes and covering up. And I'm not going to cover up for it. I'm not going to pretend that's not the history of the FBI. Seriously? I mean, you'd have to have a serious case of amnesia. But it's a good thing that people who are conservative are finally realizing that they're not on their side. That's the key thing. That's the myth that has been propagated for the longest time. Well, you know, the FBI is conservative. They're law enforcement type. No. It's a deep state swamp protecting itself and lying to the public. Let's get that out there. Let's make sure that we don't deceive ourselves about this. But let's go back. You know, Russiagate delusion dies is a headline of the conservative treehouse. They've got a great article about this. They say the gig is up. The victory is certain. The game is over. Why did all GOP HPSCI, that's the House Intelligence Committee members, happily allow the Democrats to create a 10-page narrative? Well, we're going to find out that that's not really going to help them whatsoever. Why did this all come out? And as Judge Jeanine has pointed out, the name Bill Priestap is the one that has been missing. He is the dog that did not bark. And the absence of his name is very telling. When you look at this group of people and you look at the graphic, you see we got people like Comey, we got Strzok, we've got Baker, James Baker, we got the attorney, Lisa Page, the attorney mistress. We've got Andrew McCabe. All these people are gone except for Priestap and Christopher Wray. All these people who are involved at the upper level of this, they've all gone. As they point out in the conservative treehouse, it's people who are above Priestap, people below him, people at his level have all disappeared, but he's not there. And they have been very, very quiet about releasing his name. And I had Matt Bracken on quite some time ago, and he said, he was saying the same thing there at the time. He said, why haven't we heard about this guy? Look, he is head of the FBI counterintelligence operation. This whole thing of getting the FISA memo and saying Russians were hacking us, so we had to spy on the Trump campaign and on the Trump transition team and on President Trump. That was all an FBI counterintelligence operation, and this guy was the head of FBI counterintelligence. He was the head of Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok was the number two guy. He was the number one guy there. That's the key thing about this. It was all about the counterintelligence. And you haven't heard the guy's name who is head of counterintelligence. But you're going to hear it when we come back. And we're going to tell you how that's connected and why this is really starting to come to a head. Very, very interesting how this is developing. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Starting to look like the FBI and the deep state's got nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. Of course, we haven't been able to hide anything from them in the past. They've been able to hide everything from us. And we're going to talk about just how far that concealment goes here in just one moment. But before we do, what did we learn about Bill Priestap? Well, we haven't really learned anything except that he's basically the name that no one will speak. The guy who is head of the FBI's counterintelligence. And a very interesting back and forth as Judge Jeanine pushed the question on a Republican from the House Intelligence Committee. I said, what about this guy? Why don't we hear anything about him? Because he seems to be at the center of all this, and he's one of the last guys. Well, I can't really mention that name, but you're going to be hearing more about that name, but I don't want to be at the top of the news here. Okay, so let's go back to March 20th, 2017. Remember, James Comey was on the stand. He was asked why he did not inform congressional oversight about counterintelligence operations that began in July 2016. So here he is in March of 2017. That was after President Trump was president, and going back to July 2016 when this started. Why didn't you tell the congressional oversight people about this? And who are the congressional oversight people? Some people call them a gang of eight. I don't like that term because it gets confused with the immigration traitors that we have that we also call the gang of eight. Why is it we always have gangs of eight? But who are these people, the gang of eight, that are the oversight committee? Well, it's Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, Devin Nunes, Adam Schiff, Aaron Burr, Richard Burr. I always want to call him Aaron Burr. The senator from North Carolina, who also betrays his country, and Dianne Feinstein. Out of all those people, the only one that I would come close to trusting is Devin Nunes, who would tell us the truth. The rest of these people I wouldn't trust with a 10-foot pole. And I'm afraid that Devin Nunes covered up the NSA misconduct until they got their reauthorization, and not only a reauthorization, but a loosening of restrictions on the surveillance state, then started talking about the memo publicly. So I don't really trust anybody there fully, and neither should you. But let's go back to the oversight protocol. The head of FBI counterintelligence is supposed to tell this gang of eight that I just mentioned to you, this oversight committee of senators and congressmen, supposed to tell them what they're doing. And they're supposed to be overseeing this. What does it tell you when we have congressional people who are either complicit in this or clueless? Well, it tells you that there is no oversight. And if they ever do get serious about something, as Dianne Feinstein had her staffers start to look at CIA torture documents, what happened? They started coming after her. She got very upset, perhaps concerned, that they would come after her. Wait a minute, I'm supposed to be overseeing you. I thought you worked for me. No. Feinstein, you work for them. And they make it very clear. They will blackmail or come after anybody that does any oversight of them. Perhaps that's why we don't get any oversight. But they also keep them in the dark. It's very easy not to tell people what's going on. So as they point out in Conservative Treehouse, we can all see why the FBI would want to keep it hidden that they were running a counterintelligence operation against a presidential candidate. And so you go back to this testimony with Comey, and they were asking him, you know, why didn't you do this? And he said, well, because the director of counterintelligence suggested that I not inform Congress about this. Oh, who would that be? That would be the name that they do not want to mention, Bill Priestap, which you're going to hear a lot about Bill Priestap now in the next couple of days. And so, again, he just refers to him as the director of FBI counterintelligence, not by name. And it appears, as we look at this, and again, Judge Jeanine also came to the conclusion that it looks like, perhaps, that this is the guy who's going to be deep throat. Maybe since he is still there, maybe since he was the guy at the top of all of this, and maybe since he didn't want to be set up as the fall guy for James Comey, because James Comey is ditching responsibility for this as director of the FBI. He ditched off responsibility for this to a subordinate. And at that point, the guy is saying, wait a minute, am I being set up here? He cast blame on a guy, creating a fall guy. And Bill Priestap would have had to be the one to authorize Peter Strzok to do the Christopher Steele Russian dossier, as Conservative Treehouse points out. Priestap would also have been the one to approve the underlying investigative process used for both FISA applications. He would also be the person to approve of arranging, paying, or reimbursing Christopher Steele for the Russian dossier, and so on and so forth. So he is at the center of this, and surprising that he's the one remaining. Everyone around him, above and below him, were caught in the investigative net. Above him, you've got Comey, you've got McCabe, you've got James Baker. Below him, you've got Peter Strzok, directly below him, working for Bill Priestap. You've got Lisa Page, Trisha Beth Anderson, Mike Cortan, so forth. Parallel to him, you got people like Sally Yates and Bruce Orr and Dave Loffman, and they've all resigned. But Priestap is still there, and we haven't heard his name. And he has been amazingly silent in all of this and not on the stand. So does that mean that he has turned? As Conservative Treehouse points out, he made this decision, perhaps, to be quiet and invisible but remain there. He perhaps made this decision after Comey tried to dump everything on him. He realized what was coming on. They said he's very well off financially. His wife comes from a very rich family. He lives a very comfortable life in a $3.8 million Washington, D.C. home. And while he might be part of the Clinton left philosophically, maybe all of his family and friends and his co-workers at the upper echelon of the FBI are all Clinton supporters, is he willing to throw away that wealthy lifestyle and go to jail as the scapegoat for all these guys? Or would he turn around and inform on all of these people? Maybe he is really the deep throat, if you want a Watergate analogy. Maybe he's the deep throat behind all of this. And as you see with the headlines here, she referred to him as a cooperating witness. Is he a cooperating witness? Is that why we haven't heard anything from him? Yeah, probably. Probably. Why we haven't heard his name mentioned. I think it's very, very interesting that we see that. Now, when we look at the coup and we look at the memo that came out, as I said before, the thing that stuck out to me more than anything else was the fact that this was classified as a top secret document. And there was nothing in it that needed to be top secret. As a matter of fact, there wasn't anything in it that was new. There wasn't anything in it that was a revelation. It was a confirmation of conclusions that we'd all come to from the outside, just like we made some conclusions about the silence about Bill Priestap. We've concluded that perhaps he is the individual that is the deep throat in all of this, that's going to expose all this, that maybe he has become a cooperating witness, that he's going to expose exactly what happened there. So we can look at that and we can make those same conclusions. Why did they have to classify this? And I'll give you the answer when we come back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me. And it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake. And then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today, literally the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to tell you why it is so essential for them to hide things like the memo from us. And in that back and forth with Judge Jeanine, we had the member who was on the House Intelligence Committee say, well, we had a lot of people who had not even seen this memo say that we can't have this. It's a big threat to national security. They were just ignorant. No, they had looked at it and they knew that it was going to reveal stuff about them. Let's be honest about that part. She didn't call him on that. That is a big issue. And when I talked last week to John Kiriakou, he said, overclassification, by the way, is a crime, but it's something that everybody in government from the top to the bottom does all the time. So classifying that memo, which was open secrets, it was just confirming open secrets that we had all figured out or knew, to classify that as top secret was overclassification. And so it'll be interesting to see as we've got the back and forth going on with the Adam Schiff memo, which is supposed to push back on this. It'll be interesting to see. I hope they do release that without any redactions. Because again, they over-redacted. I'm going to prove that to you in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, Icarin. It is now available at 50% off. It's a great way to support your liver, your kidneys, and to detoxify your body. It's a powerful formula that is fueled by milk thistle extract. Icarin is now available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a combo pack, a couple of combo packs. We have the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, Floor Life, as well as Carnivore. Carnivore helps you to digest things, especially meats, which some people can have a difficult time digesting. That's why we call it Carnivore. Floor Life is probiotic formula that can make it past your stomach's stomach acid to get the probiotics to your intestine where they can really help your gut health. So those two together are 50% off. And we have another combo pack, and that is a His and Hers pack of Super Male and Super Female Vitality. For a limited time, it is 40% off. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this operation. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about the proof. The proof that all of this charade about national security, all the lack of transparency, let's tell you what this is really about. Sarah Hedge has an article, $20 billion hidden in the swamp. The feds have redacted 255,000 salaries. Salaries. Is that something that reveals sensitive information that's going to harm these individuals? Well, yeah, it would harm them. And it would reveal something of our sources and methods of how the swamp operates. 255,000 salaries were redacted. Now, here's the interesting thing. This is a group called Open the Books. I have a website called OpenTheBooks.com. They filed a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, with the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. They do this every year. But this year, it was redacted. And we're going to tell you why. What they do is they get a list of all federal employees' names, titles, agencies, salaries, and bonus information. And as they point out in this article, what we see here is bureaucracy protecting bureaucracy. That's what most of the classification stuff is about. That's really what this is mostly about. They said that they've captured and posted online this data for the last 11 years. 11 years. For the first time this year, they found missing information throughout the federal payroll disclosures. And they said, here's the example for 2017, what they couldn't find. 254,839 federal salaries were redacted. To give that comparison, the previous year, not 255,000 redacted salaries, but just 3,500 redacted salaries. So they went from 3,500 redacted salaries to 255,000 redacted salaries. 68 federal departments redacted their salaries. Even small agencies, they said, like the National Transportation Services Board or the FDIC, redacted millions of dollars in salaries. What are they trying to hide? Does it take a rocket scientist to figure this out? A CIA analyst? An NSA analyst? No, you can figure it out yourself. You know where they're trying to hide. $20 billion in estimated payroll is now in the black budget, just like the CIA. Remember we used to talk about that? Oh, well, you got to hide that money. That we're paying, that's flowing, all that money that's flowing to the CIA and the NSA, because that could reveal sources and methods. Yeah, sure would, wouldn't it? And so now that kind of attitude has flowed out to the vast bureaucracy at large. Because the NSA and the CIA are simply a self-protecting, self-perpetrating bureaucracy. They continually keep you in fear so that you'll give up your money and your liberty to these people. It was a 7,360% increase in opacity, hiding one out of every five federal salaries. One out of every five. You can't know what you're paying these people because you're paying these people. You're either paying them with your taxes now or you're paying them in the future with interest to the Federal Reserve. Now, why is this happening? This isn't something, even though this just happened, this isn't something that President Trump did. This is not a Trump appointee that's doing this. It's the fact that Trump hasn't appointed someone that is causing this to happen. Because what happened here is that we got a new acting director. Her name is Kathleen McGettigan. She is a 25-year bureaucrat. She assumed this position because she was the next in line, not because anybody from the White House appointed her. They didn't appoint anybody, so it just went to her by default. Same kind of thing we saw at the Consumer Financial Protection Board when the guy resigned, and then the number two said, I'm taking that place, and President Trump said, no, you're not. I'm going to appoint somebody who's the head of that agency. But he didn't appoint anybody the head of this agency, so she just fell into it. And she decided that she would redact $20 billion worth of salaries, one out of every five, to hide it from you. More than 6,600 salaries were redacted at the Department of Veteran Affairs, for example. Remember, these are the people who were not providing health care to veterans at the VA. And yet, they were multiplying the salaries to the people who were doing the oversight, to the bureaucrats. That was the big scandal at the VA. And so now they've got 6,600 salaries redacted in this Freedom of Information request. And they point out that in recent years, only 1 in 10 new hires at the VA was a doctor. Maybe that's the other thing they don't want you to see. So what we're seeing here with the swamp pushing back against President Trump is really self-protection, self-preservation. These bureaucratic empires that continue to go and go and go. And of course, they're joined in all of this by the media. There was a very interesting soundbite that came out over the weekend. It was put together by the Daily Caller. And what they did was they edited everybody's talking point together. You know, they'll pick one word that will sell their narrative. Remember a few years ago when it became painfully obvious, they made the mistake of telling everybody to talk about how this particular individual or event, I don't even remember what it was. I just remember they started throwing out the word gravitas. And then everybody started repeating this word. And you never heard that word before. And so it was obvious that they were being fed a talking point because nobody uses the word gravitas. So they've gotten a little bit wiser. So now the way that they push back against this Nunes memo is to use something that still is a vocabulary word of the day, but it is a vocabulary word of the day that you already know. So hopefully you don't recognize that it is a parrot media, a mockingbird media, quite frankly. That's what the CIA called it, a mockingbird media. And now the mockingbird media has the CIA and the NSA directors all as commentators. Pretty soon they'll be anchoring the news openly. That's the way that this whole thing has gone. Used to be the CIA controlled the media through Operation Mockingbird. Now they become the anchors and the talking heads. But here's all these individuals talking about, see if you can pick the word that they're talking about. Listen very carefully.
And what it ends up delivering is criticism of a single FISA application involving Carter Page and its renewals that cherry picks information that doesn't tell the reader the whole.
When you put together a very short memo that very selectively cherry picks information to make one's case.
The memo is said to be the product of a cherry picked intelligence.
We're not going to be cherry picking this.
To cherry pick this.
That offer a few cherry picked and misleading details.
What we have is a cherry picked a memo.
Facts that were put in the memo were cherry picked. What was put out in the memo does in fact cherry pick.
It was kind of
cherry picked. Right. It's cherry picked. I guess that means it's not true. We'll be right back.
The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Finish that clip that we had there, because in case you haven't heard, the secret word for the day, Groucho Marx, the secret word for today is cherry picked, because that's the way you attack a 4-page summary of months of investigation. Ah, it's cherry picked. And the little bird comes down from the ceiling, the little mockingbird. Let's play that clip again. I want you to hear all the different people. You got Adam Schiff, the next one in there is John Brennan, Mr. CIA himself, Obama CIA. Yeah, that's the amazing thing to me, is that they have the audacity to call anybody that they don't agree with state TV while they're hiring all of these NSA. We got Hayden, Brennan, Clapper. All these guys are becoming paid talking heads for the mainstream media. And here's what they're saying.
And what it ends up delivering is criticism of a single FISA application involving Carter Page and its renewals that cherry picks information that doesn't tell the reader the whole.
When you put together a very short memo that very selectively cherry picks information to make one's case.
The memo is said to be the product of a cherry picked intelligence.
We're not going to be cherry picking this.
To cherry pick this.
That offer a few cherry picked and misleading details.
What we have is a cherry picked a memo.
Facts that were put in the memo were cherry-picked. What was put out in the memo does, in fact, cherry-pick.
It was kind of cherry-picked.
Right. Cherry-picked information that we're looking at.
Just kind of cherry-picked certain details.
A few cherry-picked facts.
It okay. Really just cherry-picks.
A very selective cherry-picked reading of a very selective and cherry-picked memo, right?
It's a very cherry-picked memo, no?
She said it multiple times. Cherry pick selection of a cherry pick memo. There you go. That should destroy it. That is, again, it's a 4-page memo of an investigation that went on for over a year. Oh, it's cherry picked. That's what we're seeing here. And so the Wall Street Journal asks, why is the media ignoring the real bombshell FISA memo? They're saying, yeah, there's the cherry picked memo that they like to discredit. They're talking about the Nunes memo. But why aren't they talking about the one that's come out of the Senate? The one by Graham and Grassley. What that does is validate all of the information that was in the Nunes memo. That's why they're not talking about it. They don't want this to broaden out. So they just focus on this one memo and completely ignore the other one. And the GOP was hyping the Nunes memo, and it's a very complicated picture, obviously. But the Senate memo is really more disruptive to the Democrat narrative than the Nunes document, reports Wall Street Journal. It generally prefers the press generally prefers Democrat narratives to Republican ones because most journalists are liberal. No news there. This is a lot of tweets that came out of Kimberly Strassel. They pointed, why isn't the mostly unredacted Grassley memo front page news? Well, here's why, she said. Because it confirms the Nunes memo and it blows up Adam Schiff's talking points, which the media wants to put forward. And of course, the media now being the open, blatant CIA, NSA, FBI controllers who are now paid commentators. I guess they've kind of switched roles. They used to pay the mainstream media. Now the mainstream media is paying them to put the message out. And it supposedly gives it more gravitas, I guess. It provides evidence, she said, that the FBI presented the FISA court with materially false evidence. That's the second memo, the one from the Senate. And in the claim that Steele had not talked to the press. And then it shows that even after Steele admitted under oath that he had, the FBI didn't tell the FISA court in its renewal. And Kimberly Strassel finally concludes with this. She says it provides evidence that's the Senate memo that they don't want to talk about, provides evidence that Steele was getting information from the Clinton team itself via the State Department. Okay. Not only do we have a dossier based on unnamed shady Russians, but on Sidney Blumenthal. This is where this is all going. That's why they don't want to talk about the Senate memo. How much of this was engineered by the Clinton campaign from the start, she asks. And then we have GOP Representative Matt Gaetz says the FBI and the Department of Justice cannot investigate themselves. Let's play that clip.
My expectation is that the American people will win through the appointment of a second special counsel, but that is going to require the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to do his job. The FBI and the Department of Justice cannot investigate themselves, and the evidence we've uncovered shows wrongdoing at the highest levels of those agencies.
Does Sessions have the authority, since he kind of recused himself from Russia matters, to appoint a second independent counsel?
Of course he does. There was no legal obligation for that recusal, and frankly, I don't even know what the four corners of that recusal are. Here, the accusation is not against Russia. It's against the very agency that Jeff Sessions leads, the Department of Justice, and then some of the senior politicized leadership at the FBI. So he could appoint that special counsel.
Okay.
More than two dozen Republicans have joined me in calling for it, and it's darn time that it happened.
Yeah.
So he makes a very important point. A clear conflict of interest exists here, because what we're talking about is not Russia. This is something that the Department of Justice and others could have investigated without a special prosecutor. Now they're saying there was collusion. That's why we have to have a special prosecutor. Except that there's been absolutely no evidence of collusion. And every time you pin one of these Democrats down, they say, well, of course there's no collusion. We're still looking for it. Well, first, you have to have evidence of a crime, and that evidence of any kind of, all they had was suspicion of a crime because of a Democrat-created dirty dossier that was a total act of fiction created by the Clinton campaign, and they knew that it was a lie. They shopped that around. So they didn't have any evidence to start an investigation. That's the first thing that you need. If you don't have that, then it simply is a witch hunt because you're investigating a man, not a crime. Now we have a crime. We have a lot of evidence of crimes. Crimes committed by the people who are supposed to be doing the investigation. And that's why you need to have a special prosecutor, because they cannot investigate themselves. Cannot investigate themselves. So he's absolutely right about that. The recusal of Sessions didn't really need to happen. He had, as a senator, had met these Russians, but he went the extra step. So why isn't he going the extra step to remove any appearance of wrongdoing and have a special prosecutor to investigate these people? Now, the one thing I disagreed with Gaetz on was he said it's going to require Attorney General Jeff Sessions to do his job. Look, the people who need to do their job are the legislators in Congress. They need to create a special prosecutor law. Let's say this again. They haven't had a special prosecutor law since they let it sunset in 1999. They had a special prosecutor law. They wrote it. 1974, it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said 8-1, all right, we're going to allow that to stand. The one dissenting judge was Judge Scalia, who said it will turn into a witch hunt. It did. And because of that, they let it expire. But it had some key things in it. It had a process. And it said, if you have evidence of a crime and you believe that the Justice Department, the government, cannot investigate itself, then the Attorney General doesn't appoint a special prosecutor. He appoints three judges, and they appoint a special prosecutor who then reports to them on a regular basis, and he reports to the public and so forth. So you have some need for this thing to be continued. We saw elements of that in the supposed FISA oversight, where they had to keep reauthorizing that surveillance warrant. And they kept lying to do it. Nevertheless, there was a process, at least, and a means for an endpoint. There is no law here for this special prosecution, for Mueller. And so even though there needs to be a special prosecution, a special prosecutor to investigate the crimes of those at the FBI, the Department of Justice, and other agencies at the top, there needs to be a special counsel to investigate that, because they will not do that legally. You still need to have a special prosecutor law first. So Congress needs to do its job. Then Attorney General Sessions, unless we're just in the area now where we don't really have to even bother to pretend that we have any legal authority for anything. We just do whatever we wish, which is really where we are. So what about the Democrat memo? Trump tweeted out, the Democrats knew that their memo would have to be redacted. They specifically put together a longer version that included details that could not be released because it would not pass clearance, security clearance. And this was something that was in sight well before they sent it to the president. The Republicans, as soon as they saw it, they said, look, it won't be declassified. It can't be declassified because it reveals specific things. And Trump says they put that in there because they wanted to blame us and say that we wouldn't release it because it's a Democrat memo. And so they wanted it to stay secret. They wanted people to say, well, the Democrats just completely destroy this narrative, but Trump won't release that. Well, it looks like he's going to call their bluff. He's going to call their bluff and actually release it, perhaps. We'll say. It looks like what he's saying is, we're going to get this done. Roll call is saying Trump will clear the Democrats' intel memo for release. He said it's going to be possibly redacted. Let's hope that it isn't redacted at all. People need to see the lies of Adam Schiff. I'd like to see that original memo that it was just grammatical changes. He said it was substantive. It wasn't.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to have Matt Bracken join us, former Navy SEAL. And of course, he's been following what's going on with this coup, this attempted coup. It's not a coup yet. And he was the one who was talking a great deal about Bill Priestap several months ago when I interviewed him. So I wanted to get him on, and he's graciously consented to do that, even though he's on vacation. He'll be joining us in the next segment. But let's talk a little bit about this Democrat memo. Because there's the House memo, which is the four-page summary of this long investigation, releasing information that we already knew about that was an open secret, but it was classified top secret, so it had to be declassified. Then we had the Senate memo, which nobody is talking about. We mentioned that. They're coming after the Nunes memo, the four-page memo, saying it was cherry-picked. It was a cherry-picking report of a cherry-picked report. Oh, that's okay. Because it's a summary. And then there was the Senate memo that they don't want to talk about because the Senate memo confirms and gives more details about the Nunes memo from their separate investigation. And then we've got the Democrat memo, which they, as was previously reported, put a great deal of classified information in there, did not want this to come out, is what President Trump is saying. President Trump said the Democrats sent a very political long response memo, which they knew because of sources and methods and more would have to be heavily redacted, whereupon they would blame the White House for a lack of transparency. I told them to redo it and send it back in proper form. That's right. You get an F on this one. Redo this, correct the errors on it. And, you know, we've had Adam Schiff say, wait a minute, we voted to release that Nunes memo and they made substantive changes to it. And the people who were there said, no, we didn't. We'd made some grammatical changes and things like that, but nothing substantive. Well, I would wish that since they voted to release that at the House Intelligence Committee, that they would release that and prove yet again that Adam Schiff is lying on another detail. But as we look at this memo, whether or not they're going to do it, at first we had Friday, we had the White House counsel, Don McGahn, say that they were unable to declassify. He said Trump was still inclined to release the memo, however, so that he wouldn't be caught into that trap. And roll call is saying that President Trump said that he has cleared a Democrat memo for release that rebuts a GOP one alleging FBI and Justice Department abuse. And so we'll have to wait and see. He said it's going to be released soon. We're going to be releasing a letter soon, said President Trump. A letter, that letter must accompany the returned document, possibly redacted, to the White House panel to explain his decision. And then we have the CIA 100K controversy. And this came out of a New York Times report saying that the CIA paid $100,000 last year to a Russian operative that they claimed to have derogatory information about President Trump, including a videotape of him engaged with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel. Turns out that was phony. It was such an embarrassment that the CIA is denying that they ever paid the money. And they're saying, well, you know, we were looking to get cyber weapons. All of the NSA's hacking tools had been hacked. Think about that. Just hold that there. I mean, we've talked about this before. The fact that even the NSA can't protect their hacking tools from hackers. What does that tell you about cybersecurity? I've got another report here about Equifax. It turns out that's much worse than we've even been told. Even though we're told it's 145 million people, it's even worse than that. Nothing online is ever secure. You should know that for your own personal use. But we continue to have them claim that they know everything, they're in control of everything, and if there is a cyber attack, that would be grounds for a nuclear war with whoever they spin the bottle and it lands on. You know, their favorite enemies, they can then use that as an excuse to do it. So you got the CIA saying, we didn't do that. We didn't do that. We didn't put $100,000 in a suitcase as a down payment for $10 million worth of information, which the guy who had it was obviously didn't have anything because they negotiated the $10 million down to $1 million. That was the first installment. And it was nothing but public domain information and fiction. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Christopher Wray defending other than his own FBI guys, all right, most of whom, you know, are leaving or have been asked to leave. I mean, that's what's so crazy about this. Christopher Wray needs to be asked, what name did you want to be not revealed here? Peter Strzok, McCabe, you know, the people that are clearly in trouble. And by the way, have you heard the name Bill Priestap in the FBI, who's the head of counterintelligence and Strzok's boss?
Yeah, we've heard that name, and you're going to hear more of that name. I want to go back, though, to something you said.
I want to go back to Priestap, but you go back first. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so look, I mean, some members of the FBI and Department of Justice were criticizing this memo and refusing to saying we shouldn't release it when they had not yet seen it.
Right.
They had no idea what was in it, and they were condemning the memo and saying we were reckless for releasing it, and they had not seen it. And look, when we wrote this memo, we were very, very careful.
Well, obviously,
we knew we wanted to release it.
Congressman, look, we saw it. There was nothing in there that brought this guy down or that revealed a source or a method. But I want to go back to Priestap, and I want my audience to remember this name, Bill Priestap. And I'll tell you why I'm asking. I don't like that I haven't heard of him. We've heard of the whole hierarchy, everybody on that seventh floor. And there's one guy we don't hear about, and that's Priestap. Comey threw him under the bus and said that this guy who was Strzok's boss told Comey not to advise Congress of certain things. And the fact that we haven't heard from Priestap tells me he's cooperating with someone or what?
Well, look, I'm going to be careful on this.
I know you are.
I'm not sure what we can say on this. And believe me, I don't want to be the headline of Chris Stewart reveals a bunch of sensitive or classified information.
That's okay. It's good for the show. Go ahead.
Well, and that's what, of course, some people would hope that we would do. But look, there's this thing that Director Comey surrounded himself with, and I'm going to say this, and I say it carefully, but it's true. He surrounded himself with political progressive
Progressive hacks.
That's exactly right. And they don't reflect the entity of the Department of Justice or the FBI. The FBI is by nature kind of center, maybe center right. These guys aren't like your typical FBI agent. And it wasn't just by chance that happened. Very clearly, they were selected by the director.
Congressman.
All right. So Bill Priestap. It's going to be a household name, I think. And it's interesting because he's the one that nobody has talked about except our guest right now, Matt Bracken, has certainly been talking. Other people have talked about him, certainly. But it has gotten to the point now as this investigation goes on and on and on, and we've heard so much about so many people, and still nobody is talking about the one who was head of the FBI's counterintelligence operation, the guy that Peter Strzok talked about, or worked for, rather. But Matt Bracken was talking about him several months ago. So I said, let's see if we can get Matt on, and he's on vacation, but he was gracious enough to join us. Matt, of course, is a former Navy SEAL. You can find his website as enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Also on Twitter, you can find him at MattBracken48. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt.
It's good to be on in these perilous and amazing times we're living in.
Yes, yes. And so it does look like this is one guy who really is at the center of all this. They haven't been using his name. Comey wouldn't use his name when he testified about what was going on. They said, well, why didn't you inform the Senate and the House Oversight Intelligence people, those eight people that have oversight over this? Why didn't you tell them anything about this? Well, I was told by the FBI counterintelligence chief not to do that. And he didn't mention his name, and nobody mentions his name. So you've talked about Bill Priestap in the past. What do you think about this new revelation? Is this about to break now?
Yeah, I think, well, it's going to really break when the IG report comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Priestap,
the Inspector General, yes.
Yeah, Priestap is the guy between McCabe, who's a social justice warrior, progressive, you know, completely in line with Comey, and Strzok and Page that are below him. So he's like the perfect nexus between these, the what they call the small group on conservative treehouse. They call it the small group. And I don't think that, I think they were trying to work around Priestap, but he would be in a position to you know, really know what was going on, even if they thought they were excluding him from this deep state coup. Mm-hmm. So I think that after, certainly by the time that Comey threw him under the bus at the congressional testimony without naming him, Comey, if you watch that, it's like a 2-minute video with a female congresswoman asking him, why didn't you tell Congress? Clearly, Comey was taken completely off balance. At that point, he was still saying, I don't know anything about a FISA warrant. What FISA warrant? And she asked, why didn't you tell Congress, which has oversight, and you're supposed to tell them about any counterintelligence operations, certainly involving Trump land. You know, people need to understand also the whole Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, this is just a key. It's not about spying on Carter Page. Nobody cared about Carter Page. That's the entree to spy on Trump land. Because once you have authority to spy on Carter Page, you can then go back in time to every person he's ever called, texted, or emailed, and then open up investigations on them. So that's Carter Page and George Papadopoulos just are the entree to Trump land. And I think Priestap has been working with Michael Horowitz, the IG, for months now. And they can't even Fort Marcy park him because I'm sure he's been deposed under oath on video, you know, ongoing.
That's right. If you go back to that, that was March. So it was almost a year ago, March 20th. So about a month short of a year that Comey went on and basically didn't use his name, but said, I was told not to do this. So he basically dumped on this guy. At that point, as I point out, you know, he's got to be looking at this and saying, they're setting me up to be the fall guy for all this stuff. And I'm not necessarily going to do this for these guys. And then we haven't heard anything. Nobody has mentioned his name in any of the subsequent hearings that we've had since then. So it really does look like he is a cooperating witness, as Judge Jeanine pointed out.
There are three names that people need to think of as possibly like the critical triangle of this. And it's Jeff Sessions, Michael Horowitz, and Bill Priestap. Jeff Sessions has been a silent whipping boy for the last year, and maybe he is a doddering old fool, and maybe they've got blackmail on him, and that's why he's not saying anything. But I remember, and I can't put my finger on it offhand exactly where, but I saw Sessions, after he recused himself and so forth, when he was asked, will there be another special counsel, he's really against special counsel in general. He said, and I'm just paraphrasing from memory, that he wants to correct the Department of Justice using the actual tools, not saying we, you know, admitting defeat, saying we can't do it on our own. We have to get a special counsel because we're useless and helpless and hopeless. Mm-hmm. That he wanted to use the Department of Justice's own internal tools and mechanisms to correct the ship.
That which would be Horowitz, the Inspector General?
Correct. And I think that when we see, for example, a press conference where Horowitz, Sessions, and Priestap walk up in front of the microphones, that's going to be the oh shif moment for the Democrats. That's going to be when right now they're watching the bubble trail coming towards the side of their ship. That's when the torpedo hits.
That's right. As a good analogy from a former Navy SEAL. And so, you know, when you look at this, there's another reason to be against the special prosecutor, and that is there is no special prosecutor law, as I pointed out before. They let it expire in 1999. They knew that it had been used as a witch hunt. And so now there is no legal authority for any of this stuff, which is right. Something that really bothers me. At least they had a procedure that they would follow, which gave you an endpoint. You'd know when it was done. You would know when you were the crime that you were allegedly investigating rather than investigating a man. You would know whether they had continuing progress on that or whether it was time to cut this thing off. But now this is just an open-ended thing, as these special prosecutions have always been. So I would hope that it's going to be the Inspector General Horowitz and his revelations combined with what the Senate and House committees have discovered that's going to end this, instead of creating yet another special prosecutor.
I hope so. And something I would watch out for very carefully, because there are three people in the deep state coup that have direct exposure to uranium-1 that they could go to prison if it's ever fully examined.
Yes.
And
very,
that's Mueller.
Important.
Yeah, that's Mueller, Mueller, Rosenstein, and Weissman all have uranium exposure.
Can you hang on for one more segment, Matt?
Yeah.
All right, great. We're going to be right back with Matt Bracken. Again, you can find him enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, MattBracken48 on Twitter.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption.
Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're talking to Matt Bracken. He's somebody who has talked about Bill Priestap for quite some time. And, of course, more people are talking about it now after the back and forth on Fox News with a congressman from the House Intelligence Committee. Judge Jeanine asked him about the guy. Here's the dog that did not bark, and this guy, Bill Priestap. We haven't heard too much about him, and yet he is the guy who is overseeing FBI counterintelligence, the guy that James Comey, nearly a year ago when he testified, threw under the bus, didn't name him, and I guess that was, he knew he was throwing him under the bus, so he wouldn't call out his name, he'd just call out his office. But the guy who was under him, who was also above Peter Strzok and others, and everybody pretty much above and below him, even at his same level that have been involved in this, have now left the FBI, but he's still there. He's still there. And so has he become a cooperating witness, as Judge Jeanine suspected? Well, we think so. We think we're going to see more about that. But as we're going to break, Matt Bracken was talking, brought up the subject of Uranium One, and we were going out. A lot of things were happening. Matt, repeat what you had to say just as we're going to break. You said there's several individuals there looking at criminal indictments.
Yeah, at least three of the coup plotters have direct exposure to Uranium One, which could put them in prison. And that's Mueller, who was FBI director, who didn't inform Congress, which was his duty, that Uranium One was full of Russian corruption and bribes. I mean, $145 million in bribes to the Clinton Crime Family Foundation. That's a lot. And you have to wonder, you know, how much did other people get? If the Russians would drop $145 million into the Clinton Foundation, how much went in suitcases to various people?
Yes.
So Mueller, Rosenstein, and Weissman, who was on the Mueller team, the Mueller special counsel team, they all could go to prison. Comey could go to prison for HSBC and Lockheed. Comey, for the last more than 20 years, has been a Clinton surrogate that takes turns being a U.S. attorney where he can help the Clintons and punish the Clintons' enemies, like Southern District, New York, U.S. attorney. Then he takes a couple years to be general counsel for Lockheed or HSBC, where from that end he can help the Clinton crime family and pick up a couple $1 million a year salary as an attorney. So it's a revolving door, always helping the Clinton Foundation. He could go to prison. So this
that's
really
right, because as Charles Ortel was saying last week, you know, Comey was put in charge of investigating this this rich pardon that was done by Bill Clinton at the very end. He comes in, it's like, oh, there's nothing to see, move on. And he completely covers that up. And there's been, as you point out, a history of this over and over again, a revolving door going into corporate corruption. And when we talk about HSBC, he was on the board of HSBC before they pulled him back in as FBI director. And of course, HSBC has been convicted multiple times, even by the Obama administration, even though they just gave them a hand slap, as people pointed out, they're too big to jail. But they've been convicted over and over again of money laundering for drug cartels and terrorist organizations. And Comey was sitting on the board of directors as that was all happening.
Right. And these cronies, they take turns backstopping each other. It's a critical tradecraft term to understand is called backstopping. At the lowest level, backstopping is, you know, you give somebody a business card saying I work for Ajax Import Export and it's a CIA front. There is no Ajax Import Export, but when they call the number on the card, somebody at CIA headquarters picks up the phone and says,
Good morning, Ajax import-export, that's backstopping. Yeah. Well, backstopping at a much larger level is that you have somebody recommending Rod Rosenstein to be the acting attorney general after Sessions is suckered into recusing himself on all things Russia. So who put up Rosenstein and said, you know, we've got this guy Rosenstein, he'd be perfect, and he'll be real easy to confirm. The Democrats, it was like 98 to zip, you know, with a couple abstentions. So whoever put Rosenstein in to be AG, acting AG, they knew then that Rosenstein was a Comey and Mueller stooge. You know, with his own uranium one exposure, he was up in Maryland as attorney general. He did his part to make sure to grease the skids for the uranium one mega corruption deal. So all of these guys are dirty and they're all backstopping each other, but they're all white hats. Priestap might be a white hat. Certainly, Rogers at NSA is a white hat. And when it comes down to crunch time, the NSA's got everybody's records. So even when, you know, the texts, for example, that Strzok and Page going to McCabe thought they deleted, in time, they're going to come out, and it'll be Mike Rogers and the White Hats at NSA that do this if it ever comes, you know, it could come out that way if they don't get to Mike Rogers, which I assume that they wouldn't. I hope that they wouldn't. He's ready to retire. See, it's very important. They tried to fire him. Obama tried to fire him after he gave that warning to Trump land, and they moved out of Trump Tower the next day. Well, Mike Rogers, they tried to fire him, but he's still there. And when this is about to all come out, he's probably going to retire so that then he can testify as a citizen to what he knew. You know, he'll be absolved from his position as acting as head of NSA. He'll just be a private citizen testifying about what he knows. So we are in for an amazing, amazing year ahead. Just, you know, this is going to make Watergate look like a ripple.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And as they've pointed out, you know, Priestap may be deep throat. And he may be doing it, whether he's a white hat or whether he's doing it because they're trying to throw him under the bus and make him the fall guy. I don't know. I don't care as long as the information gets out. But, you know, when we talk about Rogers being able to talk and being released from his obligations as a private citizen, we had this guy who was a whistleblower for what had been going on with Uranium One. He was investigating this, and he was telling the FBI, hey, these people are crooked and so forth. They knew that they were crooked. They'd been investigating them for quite some time. They put a gag order on him that was lifted back in the fall. We finally got a written statement from him last week, and again, verifying the fact that there was a great deal of money exchanged and saying that this was a quid pro quo. In other words, a pay for play that was there. Now, that's something that is still going to be difficult to prove for Hillary Clinton, even though we can all see the smoke and the massive smoke here. It's still going to be difficult to prove that there was a quid pro quo. But I had Charles Ortel on last week, and what he's been looking at for the very long time is the fraudulent charity aspects of the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative. And so when we see that this money was indeed transferred, I think the bigger issue here, and the issue that's easier to prove, is not the pay for play, but that they gave money, they operated as a fraudulent charity. That should at least defund those Clinton organizations, if not put her in jail.
Yeah, at the very least, it acted as a way for people to give favors. You know, I mean, who wouldn't want to go to Tahiti on a Gulfstream 5, you know, all expenses paid out of the charity, you know, to go to some conference that takes 5 minutes and you spend 2 weeks on the beach in Tahiti. That's not a bribe. That's a junket. You know, you can give them out to your friends. It's pretty seductive to, you know, not to mention like Lolita Island and, you know, other things like that. It's going to all come out.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Matt Bracken, especially for doing it at the very last minute. I really do appreciate that. Very important intel always is. Again, you can find Matt Bracken at enemiesforeignanddomestic.com and on Twitter at MattBracken48. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big, big chunky bottle. 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1% to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Things are coming to a head, and we just had Matt Bracken on talking about, again, Bill Priestap, as he's mentioned many times before. Perhaps he's a cooperating witness, but things are beginning to come to a head. But is it going to be reflected back to the head of the government at that time? Remember, Harry Truman famously had a sign on his desk, said the buck stops here. Well, Barack Obama tried to tell us just the opposite, as he did all these things by executive order. Opened up our borders by executive order. Actually, that wasn't an executive order. It was a memo from his Department of Homeland Secretary saying she wasn't going to enforce immigration law, which was her responsibility to do. Now, I'm just not going to pay attention to that law. We had nullification. There's that word again. Nullification of a law by a sitting Homeland Security executive. Now, that's not a legitimate use of nullification. Juries can nullify. They get very upset when juries nullify. States can nullify. We see that happening with marijuana initiatives, and they have the legal right to do that. Whether you agree with that policy or not, I find that to be a very healthy development. I think prohibition is a very unhealthy development, and we're going to talk about energy prohibition and how it's not working in China. They're getting a black market like a market in drugs over coal in China because they're trying to withhold that from people. So it's regardless of whether or not it is something that is harmful. They're saying, well, this is really harmful stuff, so you can't have coal to heat your home. You're going to have to buy a very expensive form of energy, so it creates a black market. You will always have a black market when you try to prohibit something, whether it's really harmful or not. And so apart from the issue as to whether or not these drugs that are being prohibited today, President Trump is going to be talking about his budget. He's going to talk about infrastructure proposal. He's going to talk about the opioid crisis and so forth. So we're going to talk about the opioid crisis as well. But let's go back to Obama and put a bookend on what we've been talking about in the program. And that is the fact that the buck does stop with the president. Ultimately, this should all reflect back onto President Obama. Should he go to jail? I would say yes. He and Hillary and all these people who violated the law, who were engaging in this political intrigue. But, of course, he's no longer president, so you can't impeach him. But there should be some consequences for this. But let's go back and remember what President Obama says, that this doesn't really reflect on him. This is April of 2016.
Ability to carry out her duties.
Mr. President, when you say what you've just said, when Josh Earnest said, as he did your spokesman in January, the information from the Justice Department is she's not a target. Some people, I think, are worried whether or not the decision, whether or not how to handle the case will be made on political grounds, not legal grounds. Can you guarantee to the American people, can you direct the Justice Department to say Hillary Clinton will be treated as the evidence goes, she will not be in any way protected?
This is April, remember.
That. And I can guarantee that.
Uh-huh.
Not because
you can trust him.
Give Attorney General Lynch a directive. That is institutionally how we have always operated. I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line and always have maintained it, previous
so,
presidents.
Just to button this up.
I guarantee it. I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
And she will be
full stop, period.
And she will be treated no differently?
Guaranteed, full stop. Nobody gets treated differently when it comes to the Justice Department because nobody is above the law.
Even if she
nobody.
Ends up as the Democratic nominee.
How many times do I have to say it, Chris? Guaranteed.
Well, I'm glad that you repeated that many times because we saw just the opposite just 3 months later. It kind of reminds me of when James Clapper was asked by Ron Wyden, senator, and he was under oath, are you spying on the American people? Senator, not intentionally. Yeah, he was doing it intentionally, and he was lying to the senator. He's lying to America about this, and Obama was lying not only to Chris Wallace, but he's lying to the American public as well. And we saw that just 3 months later. You know, after Clapper was lying to Ron Wyden, we saw within, what was that, a couple of months, about the same time frame, all the Ed Snowden documents being released, showing what a liar James Clapper had been proving that he was lying. We knew he was a liar. We knew he was lying about that. We knew he was spying. Everybody knew that. You know, we had Michael Hayden say, I blame Ron Wyden for that. He put him in a difficult position. He knew they were spying. Every one of those senators there knew it, and all their staff knew it, and he should have asked them that question. No, he should have asked them that question. It needed to be out in the open, and we needed to see him lie to the American public, just as we just saw Obama lie to the American public about that, saying there's not going to be any double standard for Hillary Clinton. Now we know better, don't we? Boy, after a couple of years. Again, that was April 2016. Here we are in February 2018. Haven't even, 2 months shy of 2 years. And how many times has Obama been shown to be lying about that? That there would be a special special thing for her. James Comey came out and said, well, she committed all these felonies, but we're not going to do anything about it. But don't you try this at home. You're talking about a double standard. You want to talk about a politicized investigation? The essence of it. The essence of it. And so when we look at all this, I think this is a very important thing to think about. There was an article from the Daily Bell, how to recognize and leave behind your social conditioning. And think about the way they control us now that we have people like James Clapper, the liar, now being a paid talking head on state TV, otherwise known as NBC, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, all these different Mockingbird organizations. Now that you've got former CIA, NSA people, Hayden is now on there as well. Now that they're being paid to lie directly to your face instead of being behind the curtain as the shadow government paying these Mockingbird operation media outlets to put this stuff out there. Now it is so out there that they can get on themselves and lie to you directly. Get your news directly from the CIA. You don't have to have that middleman. Of course, they put them on, they pay them for this. So when we look at this, how do you recognize that they're conditioning you? Now, this is an article about the Ash experiment. And this is something that was done in the mid-20th century, just like the Milgram experiment. Remember the Milgram experiment? If you go back, you're looking at Ghostbusters. Remember we had Bill Murray there and they had this electric shock thing and they were saying, well, can they read the cards here? And even when the guy would give him the right answer, he would give him a shock. And it kind of hinted back to the Milgram experiment. But the Milgram experiment was done in the 1960s. I think it was 63. And it was an experiment to determine why people would follow orders, even when they knew it was morally wrong, looking in the wake of the concentration camps, the death camps that the Nazis ran. Why would people do that when they knew it was wrong? Because the excuse that you kept hearing at the Nuremberg trials was, I was just following orders, right? Well, why would people follow orders to do something like that to their fellow man in a condition like that? So Milgram set up this experiment to see the effects of authority on obedience, even when you knew you were harming somebody, even when you knew that, and they set it up as an experiment, and they told the participant, the guy that was being experimented on, the various individuals who are being experimented on, they said, you're going to be a teacher. Now, he was actually the subject of the experiment, not the teacher. And they had another guy who was sitting in a chair, faking the fact that he was being shocked. And then you had the authoritarian figure that was telling the subject who thought he was teaching somebody. They said, we're going to look at the effect of pain on memory. Does it make it punishment? If we punish people, how is it going to affect their memory? And so what they would do is he'd give the wrong answer. And then they would turn up the electricity and shock him. And at first it was kind of minor. And then they kept increasing the voltage, increasing the voltage. And the people would get very, very upset. They'd get nervous. They'd laugh, giggling, or they would dig their fingernails into their arms. But you know what they found? At first they thought only 3% of the people would do something like that. They found that in some of the cases, 91% of the people would do it. They would deliver a lethal dose. We'll be right back.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So how do we escape this control grid that they've put us into, this information control grid? Part of it is our natural inclination to obey authority. The other part of it is peer pressure, and I'm going to talk about both of those. I mentioned in the last segment, started talking about the Milgram experiment, 1963, where they would have a so-called teacher that was actually the subject of the experiment, a guy who was faking or a woman who was faking being tortured by ever-increasing electric shock signals. And the person who was controlling the experiment, who kept telling the teacher, give them more juice as they would give the wrong answers. They said, well, this study is about the effect of punishment on memory. No, it was really saying, what will you do just because an authority figure tells you to do it? And this is simply somebody who's just running a simple experiment, not somebody who is, let's say, 17 intelligence agencies telling you that something is true when it's not, and you going with the authority. This is very important as we look at the fact that we've got all of these liars, part of this deep state coup, now becoming directly the talking heads in mainstream media. You know, they've gone from being behind the scenes and manipulating the levers through Operation Mockingbird. Now they are the direct commentators and being paid to do this. And they are now the face of official information. on these various places. That's the way they're being treated. And so when we go back and we look at this Milgram experiment, they had expected that only about 0 to 3%, I said, before they began the experiment. I don't think, probably nobody will do this. And certainly no more than 3%. They kept ramping up the charges until they got to what they were told would be a fatal charge. And they still gave it to these people. That's the amazing thing about this. And what they found was, instead of it being 0 to 3% who would do that, they found in various experiments, because they repeated this over and over again. They couldn't believe they got these results. So they found that anywhere from 28 to 91% of the people would be willing to do that. As they averaged these together, they found that in the United States, it was 61% of the people. And other countries, it was 66% of the people, as they averaged all the other countries together. And they actually had a game show in France. They called it the Game of Torture that they put on back in 2010, where they repeated this Milgram experiment. And they would have a contestant who was the quote-unquote teacher. And they would deliver in front of a live audience on television, live reality TV, except it really, you know, I guess you could say it was really reality TV, because it wasn't scripted to the extent that the person administering the dosage knew that it was fake. But they would administer a fatal dosage to that person. They would get so caught up in obeying authority that they would do that. Now, here's a parallel study done about the same time. You go back to the mid-20th century when the CIA was kicking off its LSD program, the MK Ultra programs. They were looking at ways that they could scientifically manipulate human behavior. And they've come up with some very effective tactics. They understand what works. They understand that obedience, your natural inclination to obey authority, works. And when the authorities tell you, hey, 17 intelligence agencies, even if it is a total lie, because it was a lie. James Clapper, when he got under oath, admitted, well, it really wasn't. It was three representatives from the NSA, the FBI, and the CIA who came and met with me, and I told them what Hillary Clinton's CrowdStrike private contractor told me, and they all agreed with me. That was the basis of saying 17 intelligence agencies. But it was Hillary Clinton who came up with that narrative, and it was James Clapper who sold it to people. He was the one who repeated that over and over again until he got under oath. I guess he kind of learned his lesson, but I guess maybe there isn't really any lesson to learn. If you can lie about one thing under oath and get away with it, I guess he could have continued to lie about the 17 intelligence agencies. But looking at another experiment that also took place in the middle of the 20th century, this experiment was the ASH experiment. And this was an experiment on peer pressure. And what they would do is they would give the participants a couple of cards. They had multiple lines drawn on them. And the answer was very obvious as to which one was a longer or shorter line on these cards. And they had already prearranged other people to come in. So they would have 50 individuals. And all the individuals were in on the experiment. And they would give the wrong answer. And the person who was being tested, they would look at him and say, well, or she, are they going to give in to this because of peer pressure? Obviously, the answer is that this line is longer or this line is shorter. They made it very obvious on the cards, but everybody else in the room was saying, no, it isn't. That isn't it. You know, you see three buildings, steel skyscrapers, two of them are hit by planes and they collapse into their footprint. And then a third plane that wasn't even hit collapses in its footprint. And you say, wait a minute. That looks like a controlled demolition. Many people said that. But then you hear from the authorities. And then you hear from your peers everywhere. Everybody say, that was all taken down by two planes, three buildings, two planes. And because they don't want you to look at that and say, well, if they just collapsed in their footprint, it looks like a controlled demolition. That takes a very long time to do that. And there'd have to be somebody on the inside to do that. And that would mean that the whole basis of the Patriot Act and this whole surveillance state is based on a lie, just like the FISA warrant. That's where this is really headed, folks. This is simply about your inability to get outside of the control grid of peer pressure and authorities telling you what to think, when you obviously know what is moral and you know what the right answer is, and they get you to deny that. 2 + 2 = 5. That's the essence of authoritarianism, 1984, as I say. So what they found was that they could get these people to come in and they could control the individual so that nearly 75% of the participants would give the wrong answer, when the other 49 people in the room would say, no, that's not, you know, 2 + 2 = 5. And they say, oh, okay, well, yeah, they all say 2 + 2 = 5, so I'll say that as well. So you don't have to torture somebody like 1984 to do that. You just have to expose them to peer pressure. That is why it is so important for them to shut down social media. That's why it's so important for them to shut down independent media as well. Because if you're out there and you're not the only one, okay, and you look at this and you say, well, you know, that just doesn't make sense. That's obviously a lie or whatever. And somebody else says that, then that whole control grid of peer pressure and authority figures starts to break down. That's why InfoWars and independent media is so dangerous to them. That's why they have to do everything to stop it. Even when we can see their outright censorship, even when we can see their fear and their paranoia in trying to implement that censorship, that's why it's important for them to shut it down. Because they can't have you communicating with other people and saying, you know, that line is actually shorter. No, it's not. No, it's not. They want to push that narrative on people. And that's why it's so important not to let them do that. Good example of this is the Las Vegas situation here. Everybody looks at this and it's like, this stinks to the high heavens. People who have never, ever said, well, you know, I think this is a false flag shooting. And this is the biggest false flag shooting we've had. And people are looking at this. They didn't even try to push any gun control measures in the wake of this because it's so phony. So obviously phony. And we can exchange information. We can point out how this doesn't hold up. And so now we've just had, after 4 months, you know, we still got the coroner who refuses to release the autopsy report, even though he's ordered by a judge to do it, even though the body was cremated, 5 or 6 weeks ago? Maybe 6 weeks now. They already cremated the body, but they won't release the report. Gotta wait for my final report, he says. I'm not gonna do it just yet. What is he waiting for? It's been months. The body has been cremated. And now another judge, maybe it's the same judge, has ruled that the police must release 9/11 calls and remaining body cam footage from their officers and other records within the next 90 days because the corrupt police department there is trying to hide that. But here's the dog that doesn't bark, just like Bill Priestep. They won't release the casino pictures. And we know that the casinos have cameras everywhere. See, this is why it's very important for us to have freedom of information, why it's very important to have free independent press. And we're going to take a quick break here. Just before we go to break, I want to remind you of the sales that we have that support us, that keep us free and independent. They keep us going. And that's the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, Icarin. We also have a digestive daily pack sale. It's Carnivore and Floor Life, both together, 50% off. Great way to aid your digestion, also to give you probiotics that you need for gut health. 50% off Carnivore and Floor Life. We also have a package of Super Male and Super Female Vitality together at 40% off, and a new product, Icarin. It's a new product to support your liver, your kidneys, and to detoxify your body. It has a powerful formula that is fueled by milk thistle extract. And Icarin is available right now at InfoWars Store for 50% off. We really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps us independent. And folks, we got to fight against this scientific controlled experiment that we're a part of. Yeah, we can turn this around. You know, we can bust up their experiment. They do that with the Delphi tactic when they sell Agenda 21 stuff to people. They load it with people just like they did with the Ash experiment. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. And I was just talking about how it's very important for social control, for the powers that be, the media and the government that works with them, for the powers that be to make sure that there isn't a communication between individuals like we have on social media, like we have on the internet. So the internet was designed as a control grid for you. It was created by a DARPA scientist, Licklider, who was a psychologist. And so he was looking at a way to control human behavior. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. And he was not an engineer. He was a psychiatrist who was looking for ways to control behavior. Again, like these other experiments I was talking about in the last couple of segments. And so the internet itself is a large control grid experiment. The problem is that when you've got people who speak out and are able to get traction, then that destroys the experiment. The same as if you had the Milgram experiment where some guy comes in and he goes, wait a minute, this guy is really, not getting the electric shock or whatever. Or you have somebody who goes into the Ash experiment where they have 49 people giving the obviously wrong answer and trying to use peer pressure to get the one individual to give the right answer. And you have, let's say maybe one of those other guys say the correct answer. That breaks that peer pressure. It helps to break it, at least. And so it's very important for people to hang together. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing so much consternation from the News Corp CEO. These are the people that own Fox News. He came out last week and he went to, I think he made these remarks in France. It was reported out of, or maybe just picked up by France. Anyway, he said, our organization is really growing in online visits and subscriptions to its media properties like the Wall Street Journal and the Sun in Britain. But he said, the problem is we have chaotic, less, debased digital environment. That's what we need to, we need a less chaotic, less debased digital environment. He said it was dysfunctional. He said online environment harms the news media and responsible journalism. You know, responsible journalism that hires people like former NSA, CIA, FBI people to be the commentators to feed you that narrative directly. Can't have that. Can't have that. It's dysfunctional. Because, see, the function of the Mockingbird media was to control you. So we cannot allow that to happen. We've had a former Soviet bloc spy chief who's famously defected to the U.S., reports WND, during the Cold War. He used to work for Ceausescu in Romania, one of the last dictators to be taken down. And he said, what I am seeing here with the Democrat Party and the efforts that they made during the 2016 election to distribute a bogus anti-Trump dossier, yeah, stop using that word, but everybody knows what that is. That just gives it too much legitimacy. But anyway, the lies that came from the DNC, the Dossier National Committee, they were filled with Russian propaganda. He says, this is exactly what we did.
exactly what we did. And William Binney has said what the NSA is doing, what the surveillance state in the U.S. is doing, is exactly what the Stasi did. He said for many years, he was paid by the NSA to watch our foreign enemies, and he realized that what we are doing here in this country is not only the same in kind as what the Stasi was doing, but it is far, far worse. He said orders of magnitude worse. Because there they just had stooges to spy on people. Here we have a massive intelligence grid that can spy on people. All right, when we come back, we've got a lot of news. We've got news about the Olympics. We've got news about DACA amnesty, because that's the next order of business that's coming in after this money is no object budget that they passed. And we'll also talk about the opioid disaster. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
Welcome back. We were just talking about how the News Corp CEO, what's this guy's name, Robert Thompson, says that we have a dysfunctional, debased online environment which harms the news media and responsible journalism. So therefore, other people other than his own organization need to be censored. Besides the obvious self-serving narrative, we have to be very careful, because as I spent the last couple of segments talking about, we have all of us are very susceptible to being controlled by peer pressure and by government authorities, our obedience to authorities. That's a very, very powerful thing for us. And as we see this same pattern of work, we have, as I mentioned in the last segment, a guy who used to work for Nicolae Ceausescu in Romania, one of the last communist dictators after the Soviet Union fell, to retain power. He said, "What I see happening here with the Democrats is exactly the same sort of thing I saw in Romania." He said, "They say that history repeats itself. Well, if you live two lives as I have done, you have a good chance of seeing a reenactment with your own eyes." But it's not just him. William Binney, the former technical head of the NSA, has said repeatedly that what we have here in America is far worse than you've ever seen from any authoritarian regime. He said they have the tools that nobody else has had before. And yet they come out with these juvenile talking points saying this four-page summary of a year's worth of investigations. Oh, that was cherry-picked. That was cherry-picked. Said it about 30 times in 30 seconds. Is this something that can be controlled? Is this something that is making us safer? Of course it isn't. Just take a look again. As I said, we have some new update from the Equifax data breach. We reported several months ago how they said they were hacked. They lost about 145 million U.S. customers' information, including their names, your name, your social security, your birth date, your address, in some instances, your driver's license number. Equifax, one of the three companies that's out there doing credit ratings, lost all that on you, most likely, because that's about half of the population of the United States, and that's not including children So they got that information on you. Now they find out that they actually got some more information. They didn't even tell us that many people also had their tax ID numbers taken, not just their Social Security numbers and their email addresses and their driver's license information and so forth. This is beyond the information that they said initially. And so the question is, can these people protect you? You keep saying that you're going to give up. All they have to do is say, we're going to protect you. And you willingly give up your privacy, your liberty, your money, anything to these people who lie to your face about all this stuff, saying that they're going to protect you. It's absolutely incredible that we continue to do this. See, these people, and again, another article that's out of the Drudge Report, when I look at this Jurassic Park and human cloning and so forth, these are people who can't even control your credit information. And we're going to trust them with genetic modification. You understand the difference between genetic modification and selective breeding, don't you? I mean, think about the vast diversity that we've seen in, let's say, dogs or cats. You know, you look at a dog as a kind, right? A different classification. You know, the Bible talks about Noah's Ark, for example. Okay, it talks about kinds. You've got the dog kind or the cat kind. They don't take it as granular as a species and so forth. And when you look at these variations, massive variations that we can get in dogs, for example, just by selective breeding, that's something that is very, very different than genetic modification. When you look at genetic modification, what you're talking about is a programming code. So that's why the people who discovered it, Crick and Watson, were so amazed. Because what it showed them was a designing intelligence, not a random process to create the complex beings that we are and that all life on Earth is about. It's not random processes. The big problem for them is that it shows intelligence. It shows intelligent design. And so, but we're going to have people who now have the tools to isolate this in a very crude way. They have the ability to edit this. And I think the headline that came from, Daily Star out of the UK, a human Jurassic Park, is very appropriate. And they show the picture of Jurassic Park and these people messing with dinosaur eggs. Because that's really what Michael Crichton wrote that story about. He was concerned about our rudimentary abilities outpacing our understanding. So we can see the design of God, but we don't have the intelligence to play God. And yet they want to play God. They want to modify these living beings, including human beings, at the DNA level, which allows you to create chimera, things that are a mixture of different types of animals that would never be able to be bred, that you could never get that kind of variation. They're going to create this unnatural variation. And these are people, again, just as we cannot trust our intelligence agencies and these other people to protect even their own government information, we can't trust these private companies like Equifax to protect your credit information, financial information. This is something that should have had an existential effect on Equifax. In other words, they should have gone out of business, but they didn't. Instead, they continue on, essentially not punished. We've got some lawsuits that are floating around there, but they can't control the data. We've got scientists now that are messing around with something that they don't fully understand, that they can't control, and there is absolutely no oversight and no concern for the most part of most people in this country. So it's like, you know, we're entering into a very, very dangerous time here because people are playing with stuff that they don't understand. All right. Going back into politics, we had President Trump. Of course, there's been a couple of high profile resignations. One of them, a key staffer in the White House who had to resign over allegations from their ex-wives about abuse, physical abuse. And President Trump said people's lives are being shattered and destroyed by mere allegations. Some are true, some are false, some are old, some are new. There is no recovery for someone falsely accused. Their life and their career are gone. Is there no such thing any longer as due process? Well, I'm glad he's finally saying this, because that's what many of us were saying with the false accusations against Roy Moore. Accusations that, unlike those of Trump's staffers, there was no physical evidence of, as there was for these women who were battered. They immediately complained about it. They had photographs of it. Why is this any question? And why was somebody who never had any history of that over a long public career, why was Moore publicly crucified? Well, it's pure politics, wasn't it? It's very obvious. Very obvious. Ivanka Trump was part of that process. The establishment did not want him there because he was going to be pushing a very different political agenda than they were. And they would do anything to take him out. And it's a sad thing that, yes, there is no such thing any longer as due process. And I find it very sad to see that was thrown overboard for somebody who was politically dangerous to the swamp. There also is no proportion to what's going on in terms of automobile companies and safety as we look at this. You know, we've just had Volkswagen penalized with over $4 billion worth of fines. One of their executives was caught coming to America to go to Disneyland. They arrested him, and now he's going to be serving years in jail. Nobody was harmed by what Volkswagen was accused of doing. They were accused of falsifying their diesel emissions. And yet we have a scandal that most people aren't talking about. Millions of trucks and SUVs are under recall because we've had at least 22 people killed. Let me repeat that. At least 22 people have been killed, more than 200 injured because of faulty airbags made by a company called Takata. And now GM has filed its third petition asking for an exemption from the recall on millions of trucks that they made. They say that even though their airbags and their trucks and SUVs don't contain a drying agent called a desiccant, GM says it doesn't matter because, you know, they're GM. And you can have a situation here where people are dying, but Volkswagen executives go to jail because it's political.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at the Olympics here. We had the Olympics start over the last weekend. What is the Olympics? Is it the world's biggest franchise? Who profits from this, asks RT. That's a good question to ask. And I think you'll see as we look at the Olympics here a little bit that it is in many respects kind of like the military-industrial complex that pits one country against another country while they make a great deal of money off of this. It's not just the bread and circuses, folks. It's also the model, the business model of the military-industrial complex. And that's what we see, this kind of hyped-up national competition that goes there. But, of course, you can also see the politics right up front over the weekend with Kim Jong-un's sister and the way it was reported. But I'll tell you why it's being reported that way when we take a look at who is profiting from this and who is funding it. And so the RT article talks about a couple of different things. They say, well, you know, here's a popular belief that the International Olympic Committee is kind of like the UN. Well, that would be bad enough, right? Fees are paid by country members, or more specifically, the National Olympic Committees. But the truth is, they said, the IOC is essentially a private organization incorporated as a nonprofit, and it proudly says this about itself on its website. They say, we are an entirely privately funded organization. The IOC's commercial partnerships continue to prove invaluable to the staging of Olympic Games and so forth, but they are entirely a privately funded organization. And so in many respects, I guess you could say that they're not only like the military-industrial complex, kind of a stealth version of a military-industrial complex, pitting people, creating international rivalries and pitting groups against each other so they can profit from it, but also like the Federal Reserve, where people think that it is something that is public or publicly funded or publicly controlled, when in reality it's just a private organization. Another popular belief is that how the costs are borne. Many people think that it's the IOC and the Olympic committees that are sharing the costs of preparing and staging the Olympics, but the reality is that the city that wants to hold the Olympics has to first prove to the IOC that it has already prepared or will prepare in time what is necessary for the games and that it will bear all of the associated costs. That's why it is such a, you know, when you look at Rio de Janeiro, where they built the facility there in an area where they could not afford to do that. But of course, this is another pattern that we see with the Bilderberg Group and others, where they have the host city pay for all of the massive security to keep everything quiet, to keep reporters and individuals and prying eyes far, far away from their secret meetings. And of course, the city pays for all of those security charges. Same type of thing. Another popular belief that the profits are shared between the Olympics organizers and the IOC. I said, well, not really. The IOC retains and controls almost all the marketing rights associated with the game. So if you got paraphernalia, you got tickets sold at the site, those are our source of income. And as we're going to see, it's a very, very minor source of income. Those are the main profits from those marketing rights always go straight to the IOC. Another popular belief is that it's largely underwritten by all those transnational corporations that you see all the ads for all the time, right? You see a lot of corporate ads on there. Well, the reality is that there's a program called the Olympic Partner, or TOP, T-O-P. Right now, there's 13 large multinational corporations, mostly U.S. headquartered, that quote-unquote pay the IOC for the rings that they can use on their product labels. And they pay hundreds of millions of dollars per year for that privilege. But even that is a small part of paying for the Olympics. So you've got the individual cities that pay for everything in the venue. You got some big multinational corporations that are paying hundreds of millions of dollars a year so they can use that branding of the five rings interlocking with each other. And that's an important secondary source, but that's not the main source of revenue. That and the tickets aren't really. You know what the big source of revenue is? Almost all the revenue that the Olympics get are from their TV contracts with NBC Universal. Now, I mentioned this first because it provides a context for what we see happening between the narrative that's being sold with Kim Jong-un's sister, who is head of the Ministry of Propaganda, by the way, in North Korea, and the criticisms that we saw of Vice President Pence. Very, very heavily slanted by the media. $4.3 billion were paid for the TV rights for the U.S. market for the four Olympics between 2014 and 2020. So we're in the middle of that. So for that period, that six-year period, NBC paid $4.38 billion. For the next period, which they just renegotiated, they are going to pay almost double that, $7.75 billion. For the next period. So they're about double that up. So it's about 78% broadcasting rights, 18% advertising rights for the 13 big multinational corporations that get to use that Olympic ring signal. So that's 73% for the broadcasters, that's NBC, and 18% for the Olympic Partner Program. And then the rest of this is about 9%, 5% other revenue, 4% other rights. And so this is really a big American media event, especially because even in Europe, it was an American conglomerate that paid the asking price there. They didn't have anybody in Europe step up the plate to pay that much money. So that's even an American corporation there. But then we look at what they did with this. As Fox News is pointing out, media's Olympic level North Korea fawning is a disgrace. American mainstream media outlets, they report, delivered plenty of propaganda on North Korea's behalf this weekend. Kim Jong-un's totalitarian regime continues to starve, torture, and murder its own people. And Western news outlets are mesmerized by the presence of the dictator's sister at the Olympics. And here's what they had to say. You've heard this over and over again. You've seen it over and over again. Kim Jong-un's sister is stealing the show at the Winter Olympics. Or she's the Ivanka Trump of North Korea. Or it says, and captivates people in the South at the Olympics. Oh, why not captivate people in the South? They captivate people in the North all the time, right? I mean, absolutely no respect or regard for what that criminal regime is doing. And they just celebrate this. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this wonderful? North Korea's cheerleaders steal the spotlight at the Winter Games with a synchronized chant. Well, I don't know, but whenever I've seen cheerleaders, their chants have always been synchronized, so I'm not sure that they've got a monopoly on that. North Korea is winning the Olympics, and not because of sports. And that takes us back to where we started, right? It's about propaganda, because the Olympics Committee is nothing other than a UN or a military-industrial complex or a private Federal Reserve selling their own interests, selling it. There you go. There's that synchronized cheering. Isn't that wonderful? They can clap their hands and rock in secret. What a feat. That is just absolutely stunning. And there you go. There's the, they put the clip up of the viral video, staying alive, where you've got the troops marching by in reserve. Good job, guys. Yeah, that's the opening ceremony. They had the TV cameras, NBC, fix the TV cameras to Kim Yo-jung, the younger sister of Kim Jong-un. Had a warm message that struck a chord with the public, says CNN. They don't mention that she is the vice director of the Workers' Party of Korea Propaganda and Agitation Department. I guess we should give that title to NBC.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we're just talking about the Olympic Industrial Complex, I guess we could call it. We got the Military Industrial Complex. We got the Police State Surveillance State Industrial Complex. Now we got an Olympic Industrial Complex. Very politicized. And as you just heard in that last segment, 80% of the revenue comes from NBC. NBC paying for the TV rights. And so it's not a surprise that this should be used for political purposes. And it is kind of surprising that you would have a senator say the things that Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, said. He said that he thought that Vice President Pence should have stood and clapped for the North Korean team's entrance. Why would we do that? Why should you clap for an organization, a country that tortures and starves its own people? And again, he comes back and he says he's using a ceremony at a sporting event to protest something else. Where have I seen that before? Yeah, you've seen it in America, haven't you, Senator? And you supported that in America. You supported the protest of the flag, protest of veterans, and a misdirected protest, I would add, the BLM protest at the NFL. But I would just say, you know, why is Vice President Pence supposed to stand for the North Koreans? He's not a North Korean. And I would ask Chris Murphy, are you loyal to North Korea or are you loyal to the U.S.? You're not loyal to the U.S.? I mean, would you stand? You applaud people who protest the American flag? And you don't have any criticism for that? But you criticize somebody who does not respect a totalitarian regime. That's absolutely amazing. Let's take a look at somebody else who's got no respect. You're talking to me? You're talking to me? Robert De Niro takes aim at Trump's climate change policy. And again, he was, just keep this in mind, he was at the World Government Summit where he said this. Because the climate change treaty was about world governance. That's the bottom line, folks. That's why it was one of the big three that had to be shut down. The TPP, the Paris Climate Accord, which would, both of those, would turn the management of our economy over to an unelected, unaccountable, supranational organization. We don't want that. And then, of course, the Paris Climate Accord would add a global tax to support a global government. But Robert De Niro goes to the World Government Summit and says, I'm talking about my own country here, the United States of America. We don't like to say we're a backward country, so let's say we're suffering from a case of temporary insanity. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about how it's working out for people in China. Because I've pointed out many times that cheap, affordable energy doesn't just improve your quality of life. It actually has a big effect on life expectancy. So what's going on in China? The Daily Caller reports that China's goal to kill coal, right? Oh, does that sound familiar? I mean, that wouldn't be a globalist agenda, would it, that all these people have signed on to? Just as Obama said, I'm going to kill the coal industry. China wants to kill the coal industry. Everybody's got to kill that. Why? Because we have so much of it and because most of it is in the United States. We are the Saudi Arabia of coal. Even as Time and Newsweek were telling us in 1979, as everybody was wringing their hands and saying we had reached the end of our quote-unquote fossil fuels, we had reached peak oil. That was another lie that was being fed to us by the CIA, peak oil. We were going to be out of oil and within, I think it was 6-8 years. I've shown the magazines many times. I kept them from 1979 because I was rolling on the floor laughing when I saw it. And, of course, that's another one of these lies, like Obama's lies we played to you the last hour. Another one of these lies that just keeps getting better with age. Because we were going to be out of oil and then also natural gas by the mid to late 1980s. Oil would be going out first in the early 80s, and then we would have absolutely no more natural gas. But even those people, excuse me, I'm not done lying yet from Obama, even those people were saying that we had another 400 or 500 years of coal. So that has to be shut down. That's why they're going after it. And so they point out, Daily Caller, China's mission to eradicate its coal industry is having the unfortunate side effect of making life unbearable for the country's working poor. This is something that came out in the New York Times on Saturday, surprisingly. They said they've created a raging black market in coal. No pun intended. and parts of China. Citizens are covertly trading in now prohibited fossil fuel in the same way the illicit drug trade has taken shape in the United States. Because you know what? When you prohibit something that people want, it doesn't change anything. You got to change their wanter. But people want cheap energy. They have to have cheap energy in order to survive. And so you're not going to change that. And you take something like recreational drugs and you can hope that prohibition is going to stop that. The prohibition is going to stop alcohol, for example, but it doesn't. It doesn't do anything to change people's desire to have it. It is, as we've said many times, it is a medical issue. It's an addiction issue. It's a psychological issue. It is a spiritual issue. And to use the hammer of government to prohibit anything like that, it isn't going to work. And again, you can see that whenever you prohibit something, maybe they'll have the effect, the unintended consequences that would be good. Maybe they'll have a more concentrated form of coal that will show up because they're going to have to smuggle this thing around. That's always happened in the past. When they prohibited alcohol, we got a more concentrated form, more dangerous forms of alcohol. And the same thing has happened in our ancient war on drugs now, going on, 47 years. 47 years we've been doing a war on drugs. It hasn't changed anything about the addiction level. It's been totally ineffective, but it has destroyed our legal system. It has created massive, dangerous drug cartels that are massing on the border with full military weapons. That's another report that we've got here. It gives us that. It gives us total corruption of the police. It gives us a destroyed legal system. It destroys your liberties, but it hasn't done anything about drug addiction. That's the one thing that hasn't changed in our country. Everything else in our country has changed except for the demand for illegal drugs. That hasn't changed. And it's not going to change people's demand for coal when they need to heat their homes. They point out China's dramatic switch from coal to natural gas exploded energy prices in provinces across the country. One shopkeeper that the New York Times interviewed claims that it now costs nearly as much to heat her place each month, about $400 in American dollars, as the average monthly wage in the province that she does business. And we've seen this in Europe. We've seen it in Germany, for example, where they want to push very expensive preferred forms of energy because of crony capitalism. It's renewable. Yeah, okay. They push these expensive forms of energy artificially on people. And then you wind up with situations where poor people, retirees especially, cannot afford to heat their homes and they die. And so same thing here. As one person says, as long as the government keeps subsidizing it, what would it be? In this case, it's natural gas. So as long as the government keeps subsidizing natural gas in China, it'll be okay. But if they stop next year, nobody will be able to keep warm. And they'll die in some provinces. And we saw that in Florida when they lost power. You had people in a rest home who died from the heat. It works both ways. It's not just quality of life, but it's life expectancy. Look at Puerto Rico. Everybody's concerned about how long they've been without power. And of course, they've now been hit with another blackout because they had an explosion at a power station. See, sometimes this happens because of government not working. You know, the Puerto Rican government is not capable of providing a service. No government is. The best they can do is turn it over to some people who are competent. But they decided that they were going to run it like a bureaucracy, and they are running it like a bureaucracy, which means that it doesn't produce anything, including the electricity it was supposed to produce. So they had a power plant in Puerto Rico that has now broken down and exploded. And this was something that they were struggling with before the storm came through. But they're using this politically to attack President Trump. They've been using it ever since. Oh, look at this. We don't have an infrastructure. Well, you didn't have an infrastructure before the damage. Now it's gotten even worse. And so they've lost more power generation because of incompetence, because that's the way the government runs it. Or we can look at Australia. They got a hospital there, supposed to be the world's most green hospital, but also the third most expensive building in the world because it's so green. The green, the color of money. And they had a massive blackout, 20 hours as part of a test. And they had a massive battery explosion there as well, where they had to evacuate there. That's what we're getting. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So I wonder if they have to have speakeasies for coal in China. That's what we're looking at here. We got Robert De Niro criticizing Trump, saying that the U.S. is a backward country, that there's temporary insanity. Well, in China, they've got prohibition, and now they've got a black market in coal. It's kind of funny. Hey, I'm here for the ethanol subsidy, and you knock on the door, right? this is where this always heads. It always heads into prohibition, and I was just talking as we went to the break about South Australia. This is the place where Elon Musk, the P.T. Barnum of the 21st century, said, I'm going to give you the world's biggest battery, which wasn't a battery. It was a whole bank of batteries for $50 million. But if I don't get it done in time, you don't have to pay me a penny. Well, he knew he was going to be able to get it done in time. But He knew he had some suckers on the line in South Australia because this is the jurisdiction there that's had rolling blackouts like a third world country, and yet they have built the third most expensive building in the world with a hospital, the Royal Adelaide Hospital, the most green hospital. And they just had four giant batteries that were installed inside the new $2.4 billion hospital. See, if we continue to go down this route, we won't be able to afford not only energy, but we won't even be able to afford hospitals. This is the path that they have us on here. And they say in this article out of Australia, are battery acid burns covered on your health plan? They had a toxic accident after this thing just opened in September, a toxic accident in the power generator room, which opened in September after delays, after legal disputes over building defects. Well, maybe they do have some building defects if they've already had a massive battery spill here. One person was exposed, contaminated at the scene by the firefighters, but they've also had a 20-minute total power outage at the hospital. Now, nobody died, but they could have. 20-minute blackout at a hospital because there's no backup power there, because it got to be green. They've had backup generators fail at two other South Australian hospitals during the power blackout in 2016. And so they decided that they would, in this world's third most expensive building, $2.4 billion for a hospital, because mainly these types of nonsense that they have put there. And, of course, all of the stuff about Elon Musk's big battery was all just posturing. That battery that they paid $50 million for only supplies electricity for less than 2% of the people on a given day. But they keep going down that path. And as we look at this, just think about this. Isn't that backward? Isn't that temporary insanity to go down that path, to spend $2.4 billion for a hospital and it's got all these failures? And really, it is insanity. And I hope that it is temporary. Are we going to talk about what's going on with OxyContin and with the opioid issue? Because that's something that President Bush is going to be talking about later today. Real quickly, before we go any further, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation, what funds this program. We have a InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. It's a two-pack. It's got two of our most powerful digestive aids, Carnivore to help your digestion and Floor Life to help your gut health. And, of course, Floor Life has a lot of probiotics that are designed to make it go past your stomach acid to get all the way to your intestines so it can improve your gut health. That is 50% off, Carnivore and Floor Life. We also have another pack, the His and Hers pack of 40% off of Super Male and Super Female Vitality. And we have a new product, Icarin. Supports your liver, your kidneys, and detoxifies your body. It's fueled by milk thistle extract and Icarin. Our new product is available at 50% off for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products we have there, and we really do appreciate your support. Great way to support your health. So let's talk a little bit about health here. We were just talking about prohibition of coal, prohibition of cheap, affordable energy that increases the quality and the life expectancy of your life. Oh, we got to prohibit that. But we don't have to prohibit OxyContin, do we? Or the opioids that are being created by these people. And, of course, the producer of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, has now said that they are, quote, restructuring. And they announced on Friday that they will stop promoting opioids. That's a bit late, don't you think? I mean, this opioid crisis. I mean, you've seen the pictures of people just zombied out behind the wheel of a car or even behind the counter of a store. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to see these people on opioid crisis. And during the campaign, we had Chris Christie attacking and trying to justify the war on drugs in general and attacking marijuana specifically by recounting a friend and a colleague of his, somebody that he had known since college, who, when he got injured, he had doctors prescribe opioids for him, and he got addicted to them, and it destroyed his entire life. It destroyed his career, it destroyed his marriage, and he eventually committed suicide. And therefore, he said, we should have marijuana prohibition, because we've got this legal drug that, if they believe that prohibition works, why wouldn't they prohibit OxyContin? Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they prohibit this stuff instead of allowing these people to make so much money off of it? I mean, you know, they're still going to sell it. You wouldn't. Here's the reality, folks. They could prohibit it, and it wouldn't change, would it? Because people would produce it in street labs, just like they do meth and other things like that. But if they're going to propagate this whole nonsense that prohibition protects us from drugs, then why wouldn't they prohibit opioids? And we'll have to see if that's going to be part of the, if that's going to be it, or what Trump is going to do. They're saying that the Trump budget will include billions to combat opioid epidemic. Well, we'll see what's going to happen with that. Certainly, prohibition doesn't work for anything, and it isn't going to work for that. But as they're pointing out, you've got dozens of states and localities are now suing this drug maker that has made a tremendous amount of money producing one of the most addictive things out there. And then using the medical community, using the AMA, using doctors to push their drugs. You know, not some guy on the street in a poor section of town. Hey, buddy, you want some of this stuff? No, doctors out there pushing this on people who have had injuries, who are trying to get over painful surgery. Rand Paul, when he was attacked from behind, he was in incredible amount of pain. And he and the doctor who interviewed him said, no, I'm not going to do any opioids. I'm staying away from that. I'm using over-the-counter medication, something that's going to be non-addictive. And so the representatives of Purdue Pharma, the people who basically created this stuff, pharmaceutical giant that created OxyContin, said, we've restructured and significantly reduced our commercial operation, and we will no longer be promoting opioids to prescribers. That's great. So they're not going to be pushing it anymore. That's good. Officials in Tennessee have filed a lawsuit against Purdue Pharma back in September 29th. They claim the company's tactics served as a model for other drug makers to do the same thing. So we're going to talk about it now. We're going to say, well, I don't know what they're planning on doing about it. I mean, the first thing to do would be to say you're not going to legally push this through the medical profession to people. That would be a start. But instead, what they do is they're coming after homeopathic medicines. So I don't know they're going to prohibit opioids, but they are trying to prohibit homeopathic medicines. Whether or not it works, that's your decision to make, your informed decision to make. And when you look at this and compare this to the way they come after medical marijuana at the federal level, telling people that you're going to not be able to take medical marijuana to control your pain or to control PTSD or whatever, but we'll give you OxyContin. How's that? When they know how highly addictive that is. Or even kratom that they're coming after. I'm not supporting any of these drugs, folks. I'm saying buyer beware, and it's your decision to make. But when you've got something that has proven to be the most dangerous thing that we have out there, they're still allowing pharmaceutical companies to push this. This is them pulling back because they're getting sued by all these different states. It isn't the government coming in to protect people with their prohibition. But they're going to use prohibition against homeopathic medicines. It's never been subject to FDA approval before. Now the FDA says that homeopathic treatments must follow the same rules as typical drugs. In other words, you'll not be allowed to sell this unless you go through tens of millions of dollars to run clinical trials. Same reason they tell us, well, you know, we can't allow medical marijuana because we haven't had any clinical trials. Well, who's going to run a clinical trial on something that is a plant that they don't have a patent on? They will run clinical trials on Marinol, and then they will get approval for Marinol, a synthetic version that doesn't work as well, that doesn't work for nausea like people have taken pot because, you know, if you're throwing up because you got chemotherapy, you got cancer or AIDS, and you're taking chemotherapy as treatment, you can't keep a pill down. It isn't going to work. Question is whether or not it'll do that as well. But, you know, an FDA-approved drug would never do any harm, would it? It would never waste your money. It would never addict you to anything like OxyContin. All right, that's it for our broadcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm David Knight.